Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many blessings. We thank You for another day that You have made, another day that You have blessed us to be able to see, another day of life, another day of love, another day of victory, another day of abiding with You, another day of Your pouring out, another day of Your goodness, another day of Your mercy. So as we sing this morning, God, to create an atmosphere of worship, our song's desire and our heart's desire is that You sweep over our soul. God, nothing else will do for us. No one else, oh God, can take Your place. No one else, God, can provide and do the things that You do. And so our call upon You this morning, our desire of You, oh God, this morning, is that You would just come and sweep over our souls to uproot everything that's unlike You, to move out everything, oh God, that causes us to fall short of Your glory, to sweep over our souls, God, to clean us up both inside and out, God, that we may reflect You in everything that we say and everything that we do. We don't belong to ourselves, Lord, for we were purchased with a high price. And not only were we purchased with a high price, but You purchased us, God, so that we can be reconciled back unto You. So You paid the price for our sins. You paid the price for our disobedience. You paid the price, oh God, to get us back from the enemy who didn't want to do anything but to destroy us, who didn't want to do anything but to abort our destiny, God, that You have for us, who didn't want to do anything, God, but cause us to fall short of Your glory. And because of Your love never fails. Your love never gives up. Your love is so overwhelming. Your love never runs out, God. Your love is what did it, God. And I thank You this morning for Your love. As You sweep over our souls, Lord, oh God, pour out Your Spirit upon us in the mighty name of Jesus and abide with us all day long. We need Your glory, God. We need Your strength, Lord. We need Your presence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can't walk right without You. We can't talk right without You. We can't act right without You. We can't live right without You. So we need You, God, desperately this morning. God, as that deer passes after the water brook, so does our soul, God. So does our souls. We long after Thee, God. We long for Your presence. We long for Your glory. We long for Your love, God. We long
sweep over us, oh God, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, and make us vessels, oh God, meet for you, God. Oh God, vessels that will be pleasing to you, God. Vessels, oh God, that should not be discarded to the dung heap, God. Oh God, vessels that should not be returned, oh God, back, oh God, to the shells, Lord. But use us, God, lead us and guide us, God. Fill us with your spirit, God, that your glory might be revealed, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may be agents of change today. Oh, God, that we may bring you glory, God, by our life today. We don't want to just say that we love you with our words and want to love you with our lips, God, but we want our actions to speak louder than our words. And you love so compassionately. You love so unconditionally. Oh, God, give us your love this morning. Oh, God, let your love wax strong in us this morning. Help open up our eyes, God, that we might see, oh, God, the beauty of you, God, the beauty of your presence, Lord. Oh, God, that you were willing to abide with us, that if we obey you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you will be pleased with us, God. We'll show you that we truly love you, oh, God, and we won't be just giving you lip service in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, so as we go this day, Lord, we don't want to do business as usual, Lord. We don't want to go through the day just to run through the day. Oh, God, but you have a plan and you have a purpose for our lives, and we want your will to be done. We say yes to your will even now, God. We say yes to your way even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are my Lord, so I will submit to you. You are my Lord and my King, so I will obey your word, God. Your words are a lamp unto my feet. Your words are a light unto my pathways. I need your word so that I might not sin against thee, in the mighty name of Jesus. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So help us put flesh under subjection so that you may get the glory out of us. This flesh, oh God, this old flesh doesn't want to do anything that's right. It has a desire to be ruled by the flesh. It has a desire to be ruled by itself, to be ruled, oh God, by the limits that covered us under the law. But we have been set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We have been set free. No longer are we bound. Hallelujah. No longer are we held captive by a law that we could not fulfill. But I thank you this morning. Thanks be to God that you had a better plan for me. Oh, God, and that now I am under the law of the Spirit, and the Spirit has set me free. He set me free from the limits of my flesh. He set me free, God, from the bondage of sin. He set me free, and I'm grateful this morning. I'm thankful this morning, and with a heart of a praise, I bless your name this morning. So sweep over our souls and sweep throughout this nation. For everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, and everyone that will click on this link later on to tune into this prayer, Lord, sweep over their souls right now, God. Let your Shekinah glory come fill the place where they are at right now, God. You are not a respecter of person. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst. There is power, oh God, in the midst of company, God. There is power, oh God, in your name today. There is power, oh God, when we come together with one according with one mind, Lord. Let your spirit flow, oh God, and let your spirit reign in the name of Jesus, as you did on the day of Pentecost. As we pray across this city, as we pray across this state, as we pray across this nation, that your will might be done. Send a revival, God, in the name of Jesus, and revive our hearts, oh God. Revive our souls, God. Open up our eyes that we may see your glory, God. Oh God, that your will might be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus, that we may be the agents of change that you need, oh God, in this dark and dreary world today. The world that needs healing, Lord. The world needs healing, Lord. And you got the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. God, stir up the minds of the laborers right now. God, help us to put down the spirit of laziness, God. Oh God, to put in the spirit of working, God. In the name of Jesus, stir up in us now. Because souls are dying daily, Lord. People are passing away on a daily basis. oh God, and they're not getting your word, oh God, because we're not doing your job. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to find ourselves praying, Lord. That's why we have our early morning prayer here at Praise Center, Lord, because we have a desire to be with you, God. We have a desire for your will to be done in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not only in our lives, Lord, because that will be selfish, oh God, but I want your will to be done in the life of my neighbor, Lord. I want your will to be done in the life of my community, Lord. I want your will to be done in the life of this city, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want a revival to spring forth now in the name of Jesus, that lives may be changed, oh God. Souls may be recollected back to you, God, and reconnected back to you in the name of Jesus. For you are the vine, God. And those that are disconnected, Lord, they are losing their lives today because they have no nourishment. They have no strength. They have no power. They have nothing, God. And so we need to call them back to you. And that must mean we got to stand today. Hallelujah. Lives are at stake, Lord. We have to be obedient to your word to go. You didn't tell those that were unbelievers to go, but you told those that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light to go. And we need to go. And we can't go without you. So Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. Have your way in our hearts even now. Have your way in our minds even now. Have your way in our souls in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory. We need your anointing. We need your presence. So make us meet for you, God. Make us meet for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make us meet for your presence, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. That your glory might be revealed in our lives. And that you may get the glory out of us. Each and every day of our lives. Each and every day. We want you to get all the glory. We want you to get all the honor. And we want you to get all the praise. So as we continue, O Lord, in our 1140 initiative as the Church of God in Christ, we are coming together to pray. Hallelujah, for the success of our upcoming holy convocation. Lord, we don't want it to be a business as usual. We don't want it to be a meeting as usual. So we bind the hand of the enemy right now, God. Oh, God, our prayers, oh, God, are for the success of the meeting, Lord. Our prayers, oh, God, are that souls may be revived, Lord. Our prayers, Lord, are that souls may be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may make a difference in this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not that we might be seen, oh, God, but that we might be heard, oh, God, and followed, oh, God, to you, God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray. Yesterday we prayed for our presiding bishop, and we still continue to keep him up, lifted up in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you bless the entire general board, Lord, which does include our presiding bishop as well. So we'll call out his name, oh God, as we call out every name of every general board member in our church. We pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake, Lord, this morning, that you will bless him and keep him, Lord, that you will strengthen him, oh God, and empower him, and to continue to encourage him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Bishop P.A. Brooks now in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to stir up in him and breathe life into him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, drive out every ailment, Lord. Drive out sickness, Lord, and breathe in life into him now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Bishop Jerry Wayne Macklin, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to crown him with your anointing, God. Let your anointing overflow him, God, from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God, to keep him, oh God, in his heart and his mind stayed on you, God. Bind everything that's unlike you that will cause discouragement, Lord, for our leaders, God. Cast the devil out, God, and send praying people, God, that will be willing to intercede on their behalf and continuously to call their names out, Lord. We pray for Bishop Roy Haley Winbush, Lord. We pray for Bishop Frank Oka White, Lord. We pray for Bishop George Dallas McKinney and Bishop Nathaniel Wells, Lord. We pray for Bishop Cedric Daniels and Bishop J. Drew Sheard. We call on the name of Bishop Brandon B. Porter, Lord, and Bishop Ted Thomas Mott Prelate and Bishop Lawrence M. Wooten, God. Give them oneness, oh God, and cohesiveness. In the name of Jesus, bind the spirit of confusion. Bind the spirit of division, God. Let them work with one accord and with one mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, that they may lead this great church, Lord, in a spirit of holiness, God, in a spirit of righteousness. Holiness, oh God, is just not enough, God. Oh God, but transform their minds, oh God, that they may lead the people, God, and spread your good news, God. And as we come together, Lord, we pray that a special anointing will fall afresh on us in the city free, oh God, from the bonds and the chains of sin. We submit to you, God, this morning. We yield to your will, God, this day. And we say, come to more and have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed in us. And start from the head, God, and work your way all the way down to the body. We glorify you today. We honor and adore you, God, today. We love on you, God, with all of our heart. Hallelujah. With all of our mind. We love you, God, with all of our soul. And so we intercede on behalf of our general board. Oh, God, in this process, oh, God, of voting for a new general board, let your will be done, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe life into my prelate, God. Oh, God, my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, anoint him even now, God, and bless him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to continue to be the vessel that you need for him to be on that general board and breathe life into him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, today. I pray for Bishop J. Drew Shear, Lord, who's having a Pentecostal explosion right now, a revival, oh, God, in the city of Detroit. God, bless him with favor, God, today. Oh, God, anoint him even now, God. Oh God, let your spirit flow, God, in the name of Jesus, through every vessel, oh God, that joins into that meeting, God, and bless them tremendously, God, exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think, because your spirit, God, is what we need. He brings about life into us. He brings about success into us. So God, give us to obey and submit, God, today in the name of Jesus and declare that our will, but God, let thine will be done. Let it be done this day, God, that you may get the glory out of our lives and the glory out of us. We bless you now. We praise you now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you all the glory, God, for you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy, God, this morning, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. You're worthy, Lord. We bless your name. And we pray, God, for Brother Wormley, God, Missionary Miller's son, whose son, oh, God, was assaulted yesterday after school by an adult, Lord. We pray, oh, God, that you find that culprit right now, God, in the name of Jesus, so that he won't harm another child. And we speak peace into the life of her son, God, who she said is not saved. But, God, you can say today, God, I speak salvation to him today in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I want to thank you before I conclude, Lord, for leading, guiding the hands of the physicians, of God, of Diamond's co-worker, whose father, Lord, had open-heart surgery yesterday. Thank you, God, that you are still the master physician. And, Lord God, you are still that bomb in Gilead. And so since you've taken him through this point, God, you can continue to take him on, God, to give him a complete healing, God. Oh, God, a complete restoration of life and strength, oh, God. So breathe on him even now, oh, God, and let the young lady know that it was the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous that availed much in the life of her father and will be effective in her life as well. And we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for all that have taken time out this morning to join us in prayer. We pray that you bless them with a special anointing for sacrificing this morning, to get up early in the morning, oh, God, to call on your name. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Oh, God, let our due season come even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we'll continue to honor you, Lord. We'll continue to bless you. And we'll continue to give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.